This is Eb Eberline with a Grand Canyon edition of Arizona Trails. Well, last week, dear listeners, I mentioned Ooh-Ah Point on the South Kaibab Trail. And I thought today I might give you some insight into how Ooh-Ah Point got its name and a little advice on permits for 2018. You see, the Grand Canyon South Rim is at just about 7,000 feet elevation. And with over 3 million visitors a year, very few of those people are acclimatized to that kind of altitude. But many want to hike at least a bit into the Grand Canyon, and the South Kaibab Trail is often a choice. A mile and a half down the trail is a place called Cedar Ridge. There's toilets there and fossil ferns, and a really good spot as a goal. A mile and a half doesn't sound like much, does it now? However, there were many people for whom the altitude was too much, and the Park Service had a series of rescues on that trail, people coming back up with respiratory or cardiac issues, or simply folks that weren't in shape for the climb back up of about 1,000 feet at that altitude. So the park determined, let's create another destination, a shorter turnaround point, so that people will say, oh, I made it here, and that was Ooh-Ah Point, which is about halfway down to Cedar Ridge. The idea being that that upper stretch of the South Kaibab, the view to the east is blocked as the trail is coming down along the west flank of the rim. But at Ooh-Ah Point, the views open up to the east as well as to the west. Now, the park had thought, oh, people will get there. They'll go, ooh, ah, what a view. Take some pictures and head back up. And it worked just fine. And it's still working today. Folks who shouldn't really be going all the way down to Cedar Ridge are turning around there and rescues dropped. However, there's another story about how Ooh-Ah Point gets its name. And it goes like this. The mule riders who go down the Bright Angel Trail in the morning and spend the night at Phantom Ranch come up the Kaibab Trail on the following day. Now, many of these mule riders have not done a lot of training, and it may be their first ever trail ride to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. So after a five-hour sit on the mule on the way down, and another 3.5 to 4 hours up to Ooh-Ah Point the following day, by the time the mule riders get there, they're shifting from one buttock to the other, going, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. So, enjoy the South Kaibab Trail, and say hello to Ooh-Ah Point, no matter how you trust my story of how it's got its name. Oh, and by the way, December 1st is lottery day for April permits in the Grand Canyon. January 1st for May permits. April and May are prime time because the weather is just about like Tucson that time of year. So if you're thinking about going for an overnight into the Grand Canyon next year, get yourself ready. Go to the Grand Canyon website and do your homework. Looking forward to seeing you on the trail. This has been Eb Eberline for Arizona Trails.